Welcome to Westerman Weekly. Here's your host, Muriel Wiley.
Welcome. We're speaking with 4th District U.S. Congressman Bruce Westerman.
We just wanted to know how you're specifically celebrating Independence Day this year.
The best thing about this year is I don't have any hard and fast plans, so I'm going to get to spend some time with my family. We'll probably eat too much and watch some fireworks, maybe play in the water a little bit.
That's how you do it. My next question, we wanted to know what you'll be doing in the 4th District this week.
Yesterday, I spent the day down in Ashley County in Crossett. I was with Lieutenant Governor Griffin, and I did some joint meetings, and we met with a lot of folks who are going through some tough times right now with the closure of that Georgia Pacific paper mill that's been announced down there. You know, that's kind of an iconic mill. There's a lot of things that happened in forestry in the town of Crossett and the Crossett Lumber Company. The whole town started up around the Crossett Lumber Company, and it's been a huge part of the economy down there for a long time. And recently, Georgia Pacific announced they're going to close the wood yard and the paper mill. They'll keep the Charmin tissue plant operational. But, you know, 500 or 600 people are going to lose their job. And then it's got huge ripple effects with all the loggers and support industry around the paper mill. So we met there with local leaders and talked about, you know, what the future might look like and all the good things that they have going down in that part of the state and the abundance of natural resources. I think there will be new businesses moving there and they'll survive this, but it's a tough blow for folks down there right now. We also spent some time with some of the faith leaders in the community. Everybody's feeling this in that area of the state.
That is true. And our last question, we wanted you to tell us about the Dyslexia Roundtable event that you're hosting in D.C. on Tuesday.
Yeah, so we go back to D.C. next week, and I think we've talked on the show before about how I'm the co-chair of the Congressional Dyslexia Caucus. If we look at education, one of the areas where we're really falling behind is in literacy and teaching young people to read. And I praise the governor and the legislature for this RISE initiative that's been put in place in Arkansas that implements the science of reading. You know, one of the issues is dyslexia, which affects, you know, as many as 20% of the population are dyslexic. And the science of reading addresses methods that allow them to learn to read. If this is implemented correctly, then we should see our literacy rate greatly increase in the state of Arkansas. And we're trying to bring national attention to it. We're having a big roundtable meeting in D.C. next week with the group that advocates for dyslexia. We'll have several members of Congress there, professional athletes who have dyslexia. It'll be a good event, and I look forward to reporting on that and getting the news out after we have the event on the things that actually happen.
Thank you, Congressman. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
Y'all have a great 4th, and remember, this freedom we have is special, and it was hard fought for, and it's been hard to keep and protect, and we owe a debt of gratitude for that. We should really reflect on how blessed we are to get to call ourselves Americans and live in this fine country.
Thank you for joining us for another edition of Westerman Weekly with your host, Muriel Wiley.